I want to share something from God's Word. How many are thankful for God's Word this morning? We need to be constantly thankful for the Word of God, that His Word would work in our hearts and in our lives. That His Word would minister to us in our time of need. That His promises would bring strength to our spirit. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank You for Your Word this morning. Thank You for the opportunity to minister Your Word today. And Lord, I just pray as Your Word goes forth that You would speak to our hearts and speak to our lives. Father, we just pray today that the Word of God would break every yoke and set the captive free. Lord, I just pray that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, and I want to share for a few moments on timing is everything. And could I add, God's timing is everything. Can I say it again? God's timing is everything. Have you ever lost patience because you wanted it to happen now? Very weak amen. How many of you have ever lost patience because you wanted it to happen now? Something you've been praying about. Something you've been submitting to God. And you're losing patience. And you've said, God, I've been praying about this for a long time, and it hasn't happened yet. When is it going to happen? I know this relates to a lot of people here this morning. Because there's some things we've all been praying about that we haven't seen answered yet. And it's easy to get discouraged when you're praying about something and it doesn't happen right away. How many know a lot of things you pray about don't happen right away? It's funny about that. A lot of things you're praying about haven't happened yet, and they don't happen right away. Because timing, God's timing is everything. God has a plan, a purpose, and a right time for everything. How many know that's the truth? Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, and I'm reading this particular portion from the New International Version. Verse 6 says, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly at just the right time. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man or person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And it was just at the right time. How many know God doesn't work in a haphazard or by chance way? God chose that time in history. God chose the place. Everything was according to plan. And He laid down his life for us. A right time is planned by God, and a wrong time is planned by man. There's a right time and there's a wrong time. Making something happen or putting the pieces together yourself is the arm of flesh and will amount to nothing in God's eyes. If we try to do it in our own strength and make our own plans, they will come to nothing. It has to be the plan and the purposes and the timing of God. Praying, and I know we all hate this word, praying and waiting, and can I add another word that we don't like? Waiting patiently. Waiting patiently is always the best plan. Being sensitive to the direction of the Holy Spirit is always the best plan. I don't like waiting. And I don't like the word patiently. But that's how God works. He works as we wait and as we are patient to let God direct our footsteps. Amen? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. I've read this before, but let me read it again. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. 3 key words here. First one is everything. How many know God is interested in everything? Every part of our life he's interested in. Good luck. No. Never say that to me. Good luck. Don't tell me that. Good luck. Good luck, Pastor Ripley. Good luck. Don't tell me that. I don't believe in luck. I don't believe in chance. I believe in the leading and direction of the Holy Spirit. As He guides us. As He guides us. Everything. Second word, beautiful. Beautiful. Just turn to someone and say, you know, you look beautiful. Yeah, you look beautiful. How many know it takes time for God to make us beautiful in His sight? He's working in us and He's shaping us into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Everything. Beautiful. And here's the last little phrase, in its time. It takes time for us to be in the right time, at the right place, where God wants us so He can pour out His Spirit upon us. It takes time to be in the right time. Receive everything that God has for us. We have to let God prepare us for the right time, to prepare us for what He wants to do in us and through us. You know, surrendering. Is not easy. Surrendering to God everything is not easy. All of our life, all of our pursuits, all of our dreams, all of our desires, everything we want in life has to be surrendered to God Almighty. Everything. And when we surrender, that's when God can make everything beautiful in its time. But we have to surrender. Give it all to God. Our past, our present, and our future has to be given to God. Fully and completely. And He can make everything beautiful in its time. He can take something that appears to be bad and He can turn it around for good. How many know that's the truth? Take something bad and turn it around and bring something good out of it. That's how beautiful and wonderful God is. He can take our chaos and bring order out of it in His time. Esther chapter 4, verse 13, going a little deeper. You know, Esther is the only book in the entire Bible that the word God is not mentioned. Just a little trivia there for you. And we all know the story of Esther. In verse 13 of Esther chapter 4, and Mordecai told them to Esther, because a plan had been developed by a wicked individual to destroy all the Jews. And he said to Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Now look at this little phrase. We know it. We've read this before. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Wow. For such a time as this is the key to the story of Esther. Not about us. It's about what God wants to do through us. How many know you can't outwit God? Never. It's impossible. So there's nothing that God is taken off guard with. Oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. Now what do we do? Have you ever been in a situation like that where something has taken you off guard? I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't know the wheels were going to fall off now. many know God is never taken off guard? Whatever happens in your life, He knows it's going to happen. Hello? He knew it was going to happen. And He has a plan and a solution. God knew this was going to happen to the Jews. And God had a plan. He was going to use Esther. Are you hearing me? And God gave her divine direction as to exactly what to do in this situation. And she said, "All I want the Jews to do is pray." Wow. Just pray. What? What do you mean, just pray? Sometimes that's all God wants us to do, is just pray. Just pray. Just pray. She said, "I want you to get them to pray and fast for 3 days." And God gave her wisdom, direction, and showed her exactly how to approach the king. And through Esther, the Jews were saved from utter destruction. Hallelujah. Maybe God has placed you where you are, in your family, in your place of work, in your situation, for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Because God has a plan for your life. You're following me this morning. Not haphazard. There's a purpose behind everything. There's a reason behind everything. God is working and moving and aligning things in your life to bring you to such a time as this. If we are open and willing, we will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. If we are open, if we let God do His work, we are going to see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Last verse, 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. Of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. Now, this is an interesting verse that's put into a lot of other verses. And suddenly you come to this verse. Have you ever read a lot of verses and then come to something that just leaped off the pages? Well, this one leaps off the pages. Because this is what we need in the body of Christ today. Men and women who understand the times that we are in and know what the church ought to do. Are you hearing me this morning? How many know we're not just here to have church, to have meetings, but God wants to speak to us. God wants to direct us. God wants to show us something. He wants to reveal something to us. And we need people that understand the times. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servant, the prophets. That's not up there. You got to look it up. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord does nothing. Boy, that's something. Wow, he does nothing. Unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. Now, a lot of churches have thrown out the prophetic ministry. They've booted out the prophets. But God has a plan for prophecy. He has a plan that will be revealed through those whom he has chosen in the prophetic realm. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20. Listen. Do not despise prophecies. I didn't write this. Aren't you thankful I didn't write it? I would have added a lot more stuff to it. That's all it says. Do not despise prophecies. Isn't that what the Bible says? We have to test everything. We have to judge everything. But the Bible says, do not despise prophecies. Do not despise prophecies. Why? Because they're important. Hello? There are false prophecies and false prophets, but there are also true and accurate prophecies and genuine prophets. Are you hearing me this morning? To understand the times, to understand what God wants to do in this hour, that gift has to be released in its fullness in the church. Hello, someone. I'm slowing right down this morning. I'm not in a hurry, are you? Because there's a difference between God's knowledge and head knowledge. You know what a lot of stuff that's happening in the church today is just head knowledge. Head knowledge. Head. I don't want head knowledge. I want that which is revealed to me by the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of God illuminates the Word to my heart in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen this morning? That's what I'm after. need to know the movements of the Holy Spirit. I need to know what God is doing and join Him in that work. You know, there's a lot of programs going on. Okay, yeah, that's got to be an active church. A lot of programs. But are we hearing from God? That's what I want. I want to hear from God. I want a word that's alive, that breathes life into my spirit. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Something that's alive. A rhema word for my situation and my circumstance. I believe David Wilkerson was a prophet from God. And let me tell you, we need that prophetic edge in the church today. We need to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I'm not talking about foolishness. What is God saying? What is God doing? I believe a true prophet feels the heartbeat of God for the church. The person is concerned about the condition of the church. The person is concerned about the people in the church. That person feels and senses and is waiting on God for His divine direction. To help the church be in alignment with what God is doing and what God is saying. Are you following me this morning? Alignment. Have you ever heard this phrase? Well, I'm waiting till I get all my ducks in order. How many know God wants to do that in the Spirit? God wants us to get everything in order according to His Word in the name of Jesus. That our lives would align with His precious precepts, commandments, and all that He says. That the church would move forward at just the right time. Are you following me? There is a time where God says it's time to move forward. Hallelujah. It's time to jump out of the trenches, hallelujah, and run towards the enemy in the name of Jesus. It's the right time. I've equipped you. I've prepared you. I have fashioned you. And now I'm saying, jump out and run towards the enemy. You shall obtain the victory in Jesus' name. Can you say amen this morning? That the sons of Issachar, who had the understanding of the times, the heartbeat of God, the heartbeat of God, they can feel and sense what God is saying, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, because they're in his presence and they're just basking in his glory and they're immersed in his word and they're just waiting to hear what the Spirit says to the church. I believe this morning there's a right time. God is preparing our hearts for such a time as this, this very moment where God brings everything together. He aligns everything according to his will, and then he pours out his Spirit. Hallelujah. How many are waiting for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? How many are believing for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit this morning in the name of Jesus upon us as a congregation, upon this town, and upon this valley in the name of Jesus?